Now ready for the pregame introductions here tonight. I don't think it's probably an overstatement, but both these teams would love to get off to quick starts here tonight, and it would go so far to establishing some confidence with both of these ball clubs. You know, Atlantic played a tough one the other night against St. Albert. That could be taken two ways. You know, you played it tougher than you really wanted to, or you had a great win that'll boost your confidence down the stretch. Harlan's 3-3 on the season. Both these teams really looking to make a good run into this stretch.
Yeah, and it always seems to play out the same way, whatever level of basketball you play at. When you're on the road, you want to get off to that quick start. You know, I know a crowd is maybe necessarily as much as a factor in a high school game compared to a packed college atmosphere, but still, you get people excited, and on your side as a home team, it gains much more momentum than if you are on the road. You need to get off to that quick start, at least keep pace early on in the game, because you don't want to get down and have to fight your way back. It's certainly not the recipe to win on the road. So, yeah, they want to come out here and carry some of that win momentum, hopefully, over from that game against St. Albert to get off to a quick start.
Beth. Well, they've introduced the Atlantic Trojans to the crowd here tonight. A nice crowd here tonight. It's the unfortunate reality anymore that folks don't seem to go out to support local high school athletics the way they used to. And we see crowds getting smaller and smaller all the time in some of the area gymnasiums. But a decent crowd here tonight, probably about a half full or thereabouts gymnasium this evening. So the Atlantic fans followed well tonight. The Harlan fans also taking up a fair chunk of their space here in the gymnasium. So we should have a noisy place. This is typically a pretty loud place to play.
Yeah, it is a pretty loud gymnasium. And since they did the renovations a while back, it's a much more brighter atmosphere as well. They've got a nice bright court, and it's much more well lit than you used to experience here in Harlan, so that helps out the atmosphere a little bit also. And yeah, it can be a tough place if things start to get loud.
Yeah, I think when they put the plastic bleachers in, it got even louder in here. We're going to have our national anthem here. The Harlan Community High School Pep Band will play our national anthem here this evening, so let's listen in. National anthem behind us. That means it's about time to play basketball here tonight. Here's your starters one more time for Atlantic. It's Joe Walker, Tristan Benn, Ryan Hawkins, Garrett Franken, and Nick Podaisky. On the other side for Harlan, Caleb Rasmussen, Luke Hall, Kyle Jewell, Ethan Knutson, and Will Landsman. You're starting five here tonight for the home team. And Atlantic in their road black uniforms, trimmed in gold and white. Harlan in their home white uniforms, trimmed in red and a little bit of black, some silver in there as well. We get ready to go here this evening. Two teams on the floor. Atlantic will shoot to the basket to our right as we watch it from here above the scorer's table. Harlan to the left, and we are ready to play basketball here tonight as we wait for the band to clean up the drum kit. They take up a lot of space out there on the floor, so it always takes a little bit of time to make sure they get that dusted off so no one runs into anything. As soon as the officials are satisfied that enough of that equipment is out of the way, then we'll get going. We're just going to have to wait. Wait till the band files out. What is this, Cal Stanford?
They just want to bang on the drum all day, I guess.
They do. All right, now we're ready to play basketball. It's Walker in the center circle for Atlantic, jumping it up against Kyle or Ethan Knutson, and the tip is won by the Cyclones. They have the basketball first as they bring it across. Caleb Rasmussen out front. We'll leave it here near side, but offer looking to go left, picked up by Hawkins. He'll dump it back outside. That's Landsman. Now Jewell again, left corner. Jewell with that brace on the right foot. Took about six steps getting across the lane. Shot no good on the run. Rebound hits the floor. It's picked up by Nick Podaisky. Atlantic basketball. Hawkins quickly ahead here to Ben, right side, out to Walker. Walker the drive, the kick. It's Franken, left side for three on the ring. No good. Rebound inside, taken by Harlan, and they throw it away. Will Landsman got the board, tried to fire it up the far side to Kyle Jewell. It hit him right square in the rear end and goes out of bounds. He wasn't looking for the pass. It hit him in the backside. Ball belongs to Atlantic. Atlantic with the basketball. Podaisky left side to the corner. Hawkins. So they work the ball off on the perimeter now. Harlan sits back in a 2-3 zone. Trojans here near side. Ben with it on the wing. He'll look across again. Fire it for Walker. Walker out top. It's Podaisky. Right side to Ben. Looks at the three. Now takes it on the dribble. He throws one up in baseline. No good. It rimmed out. Sat there for a while. Rebounded by Jewell. He'll run the floor. Jewell up the right side. All the way to the rack. Shot blocked. It's out of bounds. And it's last touched by Atlantic. Joel Walker got a hand on that coming by. Blocked it out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Cyclones. Rasmussen to inbound. Rasmussen the bounce feed underneath. The lean by Knutson. Shot no good. Rim's closed here for now. Rebound by Franken. Atlantic ball front court. Walker here on the right side. Head fake the dribble. It's not there. He'll bring it back out here to Ben, right wing. Back up top, Walker. Walker looking. He'll turn and go left. That's Podaisky out on the circle. He'll drive to the baseline now, all the way underneath. The bounce across to Ben. The short one-hander is up and good. Kristen Ben posting down on the block. Gets the bucket, and it's 2-0 Atlantic. 6:22 left to go in the first quarter. Back baseline now, a jumper by Jewell. That's good left side. They got it to him quickly across the baseline. Kyle Jewell hits the 10-footer. We're tied at two. Franken with the basketball facing some pressure by Harlan. As Walker picks up his dribble, gets it to Franken. They break the half-court trap. Now across it goes Podaisky. Left corner, he'll fire the three. It's no good. Rebound Landsman. Landsman quickly ahead now to Rasmussen. He'll turn, curl, go down the lane right side. The layup is good. Rasmussen with a quick step. Drives hard down the right side. It's 4-2. Harlan on top. 5:50 left first quarter. Franken back court playing catch with Walker. Walker will break the pressure now. Get it ahead to Hawkins. Into the corner right side to Ben. Back out top it's Walker. Joe Walker crosses over into the lane. Gets hit and fouled. Got hit twice. Once when he started. Once when he stopped. They're going to call the foul out front against Caleb Rasmussen. That'll be his first team foul against the Cyclones. Ball out of bounds on the baseline to Atlantic. Walker to inbound. Walker dumps it underneath for Hawkins. It's batted away and taken away now by the Cyclones. Up the floor comes Luke Hall, right side, baseline drive. Shot no good in traffic. Hawkins the rebound. Atlantic basketball. Back court now Franken with it as Harlan drops back. Atlantic will bring it across. Franken here near side corner. It's Ben, right wing. Back out top now to Podaisky. Podaisky hesitates with the dribble. Now drives, has the ball knocked away. It's stolen out of the air by Knutson. Quickly up the floor it goes. Hall, right side, curls, gets a screen, into the lane, lost it, picked up by Jewell. Jewell drives the baseline, the layup try no good. They'll force it back outside. Now Rasmussen sets up for the three ball, that's not there, and the rebound to Hawkins. Quickly ahead, Franken, into the lane, Podaisky, tapped away and stolen by Jewell. Atlantic tried to get it up the floor in a hurry. Jewell stopped him right there. Now Rasmussen front court for Harlan. Cyclones lead it 4-2, 4:45 to go first quarter. Rasmussen right side. It's Hall out on the circle. Out top, Jewell. Jewell off the curl. He'll step it back out. Picked up by Walker. Now again to Hall. Hall, left side, right side. Drives the left hand into the lane. His pass tipped away. Tried to shuffle it across the lane. Franken was there to take it away. Atlantic ball front court. Ben to Franken. Franken right wing. Fires one up quickly for three. No good. Rebound inside to Landsman. Landsman will bring it up the floor himself. Across now to Jewell on the right wing. Jewell tries to lean himself back in as he turns on Walker, throws up a shot that's short, hits the front of the rim, rebounded there by Hawkins. One and done pretty much each time up the floor for these two teams.
Yeah, not a lot of action going on the offensive end, and nobody can seem to buy a bucket.
Under 4 minutes to go now in the first quarter. 4-2, Harlan leading, Atlantic with the ball. Ben out top across Podaisky, left wing. Into the corner, Hawkins, out top Ben, right side Walker. He'll open for the three. That's no good. Rebound inside, tapped and controlled by Hall. Cyclones will bring it back the other way now. Hall across the timeline with it. He'll leave it outside for Rasmussen. Rasmussen out top of the circle. Double screen for him. He chooses left. Looks back up top. They spot up for Jewell. He'll fire a three. No good. Rebound in the lane. Tapped to the baseline. Out of bounds. Last touch by Atlantic. It'll be Harlan basketball. Our first substitutions of the ball game now. Thomas Fink into the ball game for Harlan. Also for Atlantic, Brendan Holmes checks in. Kyle Nelson also into the ball game. It's Harlan basketball underneath. They'll lob it in out top, taken by Knutson. Knutson the lob down in the lane. They post with Landsman. He curls, turns, fires, no good. He was posting at a mismatch, posting on Brendan Holmes, but Holmes did a nice job, and Hawkins got the rebound. Now Walker front court. Walker to the right side. Brendan Holmes out on the circle. Off the dribble, looks and fires it back top of the circle. Now it's Franken. He'll drive left side, leave it for Walker. Walker off the dribble, back out top. Franken, left corner. Franken looking inside. Now he'll drive and fire it across. Holmes out top. Nelson back to Holmes, right side. He gets the baseline, drives underneath. Shot blocked away in tight. And the ball taken away by the Cyclones. Quickly up the floor now with it is Fink. He'll drop it off. Knutson will wrap it around and lay it in. Ethan Knutson up and under for the bucket. And it's 6-2 now in favor of the Cyclones. 2:35 left in the first quarter. Offense tough to come by here early on as Walker gets it across the timeline. He breaks through the double team and then ends up on the floor. And we got a foul whistled against the Cyclones. That's going to go on Thomas Fink. That'll be his first, team number two on the Cyclones. Nolan Hazy checks into the ball game now, 6'2 junior for the first time as Landsman checks out. 2.5 left to go first quarter, 6-2, Cyclones lead it. Atlantic basketball left side. They work it into the corner. Nelson back out top. It's Franken. Holmes right side now. Walker as they work the circle. Walker out top. Holmes left side. Nelson. They lob it inside now for Hawkins. Posting. Ball tapped away and stolen. Hands everywhere. Harlan gets it to the front court. Jewell up the right side now. Picks up the dribble to the corner. Hazy dumps it down low. Knutson back outside. Now Knutson into the corner right side. He'll turn and fire a three. That's no good. Hawkins again the rebound for Atlantic. Ryan Hawkins will turn and get it up the floor now. He'll take it right side. Holmes, right corner. He'll elevate for the three ball. That's no good. Rebound inside. Tap to the floor. Nelson right there with a rebound. He's knocked to the floor by Jewell. No foul call. And Jewell up the floor with a basketball for Harlan. Into the far corner. Quick three ball on the way is good by Thomas Fink. And it's a 9-2 Cyclone lead. Coach Alan Jenkins up off the bench to have a quick word. I'm sure it had something to do with that last play on the other end.
It did.
30-second timeout asked for by the Trojans.
Yeah, not happy about that one at all, and I can understand why. Anytime a player hits the floor, it's usually for a reason. There's some pretty good contact there, and, you know, look what it happens. It's a five-point swing. Don't get that. The ball gets pushed in transition. Guy makes an open three in the corner. It's plays like that can be big factors throughout a basketball game, so need to have those calls made when they need to be, but Atlantic will need to try to bounce back here. They're just cold shooting so far, too. They got to start knocking down some shots. They've had their chances.
9-2 start here for the Cyclones. It'll be Atlantic basketball now with a minute 37 left to play in this first quarter. Franken will inbound on the backside. Walker with it. They'll work against that 2-2-1 press again. They try to trap at half court. Walker will fire to the front court. Hawkins ahead now to Holmes. Back to Hawkins. Pass tipped as he went down the lane. Ball knocked free loose. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cyclones. It was tapped back and off of the legs of Garrett Franken as he chased the loose ball. And it ends up out of bounds back to Harlan. Boy, there are arms and hands everywhere. You can't hardly fire a pass without somebody getting a hand on it. Harlan ball now front court. Rasmussen crosses the timeline. They get it down inside. That's knocked out of bounds. That should be Atlantic basketball. That was Knutson who smacked that out. But they're going to give it back to Harlan. Knutson was trying to get low, but he wasn't in position. He just slapped at it. They give Harlan back the ball. The inbound, it's Knutson. He'll drive the lane and kick it out to the far corner. Three ball set up for Fink. It is no good. And Walker up for the rebound. Walker back up the floor now quickly. Top of the circle off to Franken. Joe Walker, top of the key. To the right side, it's Holmes. Walker, now Franken, left side, open for the three. It's no good. It's up high, and the rebound grabbed underneath by Hazy for Harlan. One and done every time down, it seems. Now Jewell, head fake. He'll drive the right side down the lane. Ball knocked away loose and picked away off the floor by Franken. Again, no clean shots out here. Walker now left side with it to the corner. Nelson left side. Nelson will fire it out top to Holmes. Back now to the left side. Walker, he'll elevate and knock down the three. That breaks a good long drought for Atlantic, and it's 9-5, 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Harlan basketball, Rasmussen in the center circle, picked up by Holmes. Oh, he almost lost the ball there. Tried to make a move, stumbled a bit. Now he'll drive the right side as Holmes cuts him off. 10 seconds left in the quarter. A double screen right side. He'll turn and go that way. Into the corner it goes. Fink will elevate for the three ball. No good. Rebound grabbed by Frank, and he'll dribble a couple times, let it go at half court. And, oh, it's off the front of the rim, off the glass, and off the front rim. No good at the buzzer. That's the end of the first quarter. 9-5. Harlan leads Atlantic after one quarter in this boys' Hawkeye 10 matchup. We'll break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
And welcome back here to Harlan High School as we get ready for the second quarter of play here. Atlantic will start with the basketball as we begin the quarter, and they trail in this one so far 9-5 here against Harlan. Baskets tough to come by here for both teams so far. Some cold shooting to start this game. Skip across here for Atlantic. Now they get it up top. Hawkins will try to fire a three right at the top of the key, and he gets the shooter's rolls. It hits the front of the rim and then rolls over the top and comes back home. First bucket of the game for Ryan Hawkins, and it's now a one-point lead for Harlan, 9-8. Back on the other end, Harlan will dump it down on the block. Moved by Jewell, trying to get to the bucket, and he gets enough space against Walker to get up and get one off the glass and pushes the lead back out to three. Working to get some pressure now. Atlantic almost throws it away. It's stolen on that far side by Will Landsman. He tried to wrap it around his back and throw it back in, but he already stepped on the sideline. So Atlantic will keep the basketball here. Tristan Benn will inbound to Joey Walker. And Joey will run the point out top here as Harlan settles back into that 2-3 zone. Up top, Walker. He's open for a three look, and he knocks it down. Joey Walker with his second triple of the game, and it's tied now at 11.
That was quick.
Yeah, a quick couple of threes will get you right back into the swing of things. And Atlantic finally busting that lid off the basket a little bit here to begin the second quarter. Lob down low and a nice roll that time underneath as Ethan Knutson found a seam, got wide open underneath the hoop, and they found him. And he knocks it down to make it 13-11. Now up floor, Podaisky will catch it in the corner here for Atlantic. He'll skip across to Walker. Now to right of the high post to Hawkins. He's going to put it on the floor. Lost the handle on it. It's tipped away. Franken comes up with it on the baseline. He'll skip it back across to Walker. Now back to Hawkins at the free throw line. Back across to Walker, and he traveled, they say. A little bit of a slide step there as he tried to get a little hesitation with the foot fake before he went towards the middle of the floor. Say he drug the pivot foot. So Harlan will get it back, and they'll bring it up the floor here with Hall out front. He'll dump it off now to Kyle Jewell. Now they work it off to Eli Williams, who's in the contest, and they try to get it down low on a curl to Jewell, but nice rotation and a knock out of bounds by Walker. So Harlan will keep it underneath the hoop. Luke Hall will inbound the basketball from underneath the basket here for Harlan. He lobs it up into the backcourt, and they go track it down as Will Landsman takes it past half court and will bring it back across the timeline. He'll drive right side, spins awkwardly, dumped it off of a foot, stolen away by Walker. He'll run the other way, lob it over to Franken, down on the block, turn, spin, the one-hander, no good, rebound fought for, but Iske comes up with it, and he hesitates and then gets one to go off the glass. Nice job sticking with it that time for Atlantic, and it's tied back up at 13 apiece. Luke Hall back up the floor here against Podaisky out front. We'll throw it right side over to Jewell. Back up top they go. Will Landsman. Now they go to left side. Hall driving. He got past Podaisky. Missed the shot, though. The rebound comes around. It's batted around for a moment, and Franken controls it. Walker now with the basketball on the left side of the floor. He'll stop at the top and dump it over to Hawkins. He'll spot up for a three ball. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hall. Hall will run at the right side, right in the middle, right against Podaisky, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul call here on the floor. Podaisky got a little body into him as he tried to cross it over down the lane. That'll be number one on Podaisky. First foul as well against Atlantic.
What kind of defense is being played and the kind of up and down we've seen here and slashing to the basket? We've only seen three fouls in total here in the game so far.
Yeah, it's been pretty tough defense, but clean defense here so far. There's been a lot of knocking around of the basketball in the passing lanes. Here's a pass and a nice inbound play as they got a screen and a roll off that one by Will Landsman, and he gets the easy bucket off the inbound to make it 15-13. Atlantic now trailing by two. They get it back to Walker, and he'll bring it up to the top. Gets a screen here from Hawkins. He'll go left side with it. Dribble and stops. Now he pulls up, dumps it in the corner. Ben, he drives baseline. The kick across. Franken in the corner. Pump fake. Now drives baseline. Dumps it off to Hawkins. He'll back it back out. Skip pass across over to Walker. Walker. He'll put it on the deck and now dump it back up front for Ben. Right side Franken. He'll try the three right away. That's off the mark. And then it goes up on the top of the hoop. And it's going to stay on the top of the hoop as it's sitting on top of the backboard and resting against the support that comes down from the ceiling. I don't know if anybody's got that good of hops to go get that one.
If they just go up and slap the backboard, it'd probably roll off.
Official's going to try to do it with another ball here. Oh, he's going to let the player do it. That's smart. Yeah.
He's not going to embarrass himself. Hey, it went in. Does
it
count?
Went in. Yeah.
No, the answer.
Yeah. Officials talking to the scorer's table. It should be out of play. I don't know. They were talking maybe they'll call a jump ball for the possession. But it should be out of play because it hit the support. So it should just be Harlan basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, if it were just sitting up there and hadn't crossed over, but the fact that it touched something that's technically out of play, anything over the back of the backboard, that should be Harlan basketball. And it is.
So they get it straightened out here, and they'll bring it up the floor. Caleb Rasmussen will dump it into the corner to Kyle Jewell, and now we have a whistle away from the basketball and a reach-in foul going to be called here against Atlantic. That's going to be whistled against Tristan Benn. That'll be his first. Second team foul now here for Atlantic. Now the inbound will come underneath here for Harlan as Rasmussen will inbound up top to Jewell. Jewell, a pump fake, and now he'll put it on the deck. Walker has gotten the matchup so far all game long here against Jewell. He'll dump it left side over to Will Williams. Now back up top, back to Williams. He pump fakes, drives baseline, tough shot, missed it front of the rim. Rebound taken down by Ben. Ben will bring it up the floor here at the top. He'll dump it off now to Hawkins. Hawkins, right side, back over to Ben. Skip pass across to Walker. He'll fake the three, now put it on the deck. Stop and rise for a 15-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down there by Eli Williams. He'll run the other way, tries to hesitate and go baseline. Now dumps it back off out top. It's into the hands here of Rasmussen. He'll skip it across now, and a three-ball try by Landsman at the top of the key is off the back iron. No good, and the rebound, Franken. Franken will push it up the floor here to Hawkins in the corner, drives towards the hoop, and he's hit with contact there as he got to the block. Two guys converging on him, and they both got him with the body, and they're going to whistle that foul from the backside there that time against number 45, Nolan Hasey, picking up the foul. And the first free throw on the way here for Hawkins. They did give him a shooting foul, and he missed the first one. One more coming up here for Ryan Hawkins. Brendan Holmes back in there for Atlantic. A couple of substitutions here for Harlan as well, as they're going to bring Thomas Fink back into the game, along with Ethan Knudsen back in there. Second free throw for Hawkins is good. He drilled that one straight down the pipe. And it's now 15-14, one-point game. Into the corner, a quick three-ball try from Fink. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Franken. Quick possession there for Harlan. 3:18 to go in the half. Skip across. Holmes catches it. He'll stop and fire one and rise from 15 and knock it down.
Good quick shot. Beat the defense.
nobody around him and decided to go ahead and take the shot. His first bucket. And it's now a lead here for Atlantic, 16-15. Lob down low on the other end here for Harlan. They barely control it and kick it back out to Rasmussen. He tries a three. That's no good. Rebound tapped up in the air, and Holmes controls. Holmes will pick it up and give it off to Franken, and he'll skip it across to Walker. A pump fake, and now he'll drive. Skip back into the corner. It's knocked away by Jewell, bat saved by Franken. Back out to Walker. He'll drive to the baseline. Rise and fire. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jewell. Jewell will push it up ahead here to Landsman. He stops as he's cut off by Hawkins. He'll dump it back out. Jewell will try the three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound long, and Rasmussen pulls it down. Another chance here for the Cyclones. Rasmussen going to go right side with it, and they're going to call a foul here against Holmes with a little bit of a body bump. And he'll pick up his first foul, third here against Atlantic. 2:17 to go till halftime. 16-15, Atlantic the one-point advantage right now. Inbound pass, and the Trojans sit back up here in their man-to-man defense. Rasmussen out front. He'll throw it right side. They'll dump it down to Jewell here, curling to the basket. Had a shot blocked initially by Podaisky, but got it back and put it right back up and in. 6 points now for Kyle Jewell, and it's 17-16. Harlan regains the one-point edge. Walker now against the pressure, gets it across the timeline. He's trapped. Now he'll throw it away. Jewell got in the passing lane and took it, and Holmes was there late, so he'll get whistled for the foul running into him. That will be the second against Holmes. And Harlan basketball here as they were able to force the turnover on the pressure that time.
Yeah, it was more a pop of a pass than anything else. It was not a well-advised pass.
Kyle Nelson back into the game here for Atlantic as Holmes will check out. They'll lob it down underneath here for Jewell. They come from the help on the other side by Nelson, but it wasn't enough as Jewell goes over the top of him and puts another one in off the glass. He's got 6 points in the quarter now, and now we have another foul here up the floor as Caleb Rasmussen stuck that arm out there defensively, pushing against Hawkins, and he'll pick up his second.
You couldn't get a foul call on either side in the first quarter, but now they're starting to pick up a bit.
Luke Hall checks back in as Rasmussen will check out with those two fouls. Atlantic now will inbound here, and Podaisky will have it here on the left side. Back to Walker now. Up top, Podaisky skips it across over to Nelson. Nelson all the way across in the corner to Walker. Long pass. He rises for the three. No good. Rebound pulled down here by Harlan. They're going to run with it. Knutson back the other way. He'll kick it back out to Hall. Top to Landsman. Now Jewell. He'll stutter step and head to the basket. And a little contact there. That head fake was enough to get Hawkins a little bit off balance, and he's going to get hit with the foul. That's his first. And the fifth team foul now here against Atlantic. Inbound from Hall. He'll lob it up top to Knutson. Now they'll work it down and low here to Jewell. Back outside. Three try from Fink. Long rebound. Tracked down by Hawkins. Good job heading to that one there. Nelson had lost the box out positioning. Hawkins able to track it down. Into the corner. It's Walker. We'll dump it off now to Hawkins. Back out to Podaisky. Back corner to Walker. Now to Franken. Skip back out. Podaisky, he'll try the three. That short. Rebound. Walker turns and spins. Shoots one. No good. Rebound knocked away right into the hands of Hawkins. And he puts it up off the glass and in. Nice job by Franken to knock it away right into the hands of Hawkins underneath the basket. 25 seconds to go until halftime. It's 19-18. Harlan the one-point edge, and it looks like they're going to slow it half. They're wasting time out front here with Luke Hall just dribbling at the center circle. Down to 9 seconds. Now they'll start it up. Hall going to cross over. Gets the screen, goes left side, kicks it into the corner to Fink. Back to Hall. 2 seconds to go. He drives in the lane, gets some space, and he got the layup. He got around Franken to get the bucket before the half ran out. And it's 21-18. Harlan the advantage here at the halftime break. So not a good defensive possession there at the end of the half for Atlantic, and Harlan able to push it back out to a three-point advantage at intermission. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the first half. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
6 or stop by 414 Walnut in Atlantic. Safeguard Business Systems.
Welcome back here to Harlan Community High School. Dee Snyder took up the band's positioning here tonight. A little Twisted Sister performance here at halftime as the dance team is out there here for Harlan. And, well, they're happy right now because they're leading the game by 3 points. 21-18, Harlan's advantage here over Atlantic at intermission. And it was a pretty back-and-forth game for the most part there in the first half. Atlantic started off the game extremely cold from the field. Had a lot of opportunities, especially from the outside, and didn't make many threes until they started up in that second quarter. Hit a couple right off the bat to regain the advantage in the game and got right back into the swing of things. But then Harlan able to chip away with a couple of buckets underneath by Kyle Jewell. And then a nice possession there at the end of the half as they just waited for some time to run out. Luke Hall able to get the pass back from the corner and then curl around down the lane, and the defensive help did not work out very well for Atlantic on that last play, and he got an easy layup at the end of the half, and that's how they sit at that three-point advantage. So I'm sure Coach Jenkins has got a little bit of a sour taste in his mouth there in the locker room. It's not the way you want to go into the locker room with that kind of play at the end of the half.
No, that was pretty inexcusable to allow somebody like that with just seconds left to just dribble right down the lane and lay one in up close like that. But, you know, overall, the first half got off to such a terrible start for Atlantic, down 9-2 early in the basketball game before they started to get any kind of offense going at all. But, boy, then when they got started, they got right back into the ball game in a hurry, tying the thing back up at 11-11. They started out down 9-2, and then ran off a 9-2 run of their own, largely through some of the long balls. But, you know, Atlantic's got, I think they need to do a little bit more work trying to get that ball inside. They've been really satisfied with working the ball around the perimeter here in this first half, and they haven't really taken a lot of shots inside. As you well know, a lot of times your outside game is predicated on how well you can duck that ball inside and kick it back out. So it's not just getting to the basket, but giving you some opportunities to get decent looks outside too. And I guess I'd like to see the Atlantic try to slash that ball inside a little bit more instead of throwing it over that zone defense.
Yeah, and it seems like both teams here in the first half have been really quick to settle on a shot that they've gotten right away as they brought it up the floor. It seems like each team, they find a quick open spot, they're just going to fire it up there. And we've seen quick possessions by both teams because it's been so quick that there's hardly any time to get set up to try to get an offensive rebound. Neither team has had many of those. I can remember Jewell having a couple for Harlan, but that's really about it here in the first half. It's just been one-and-done possessions and quick shots. So I'm sure maybe both coaches are going to emphasize kind of running through the offense a little bit more until you take that type of a shot.
Yeah, and from Harlan's side, I'm sure they're, for the most part, pretty satisfied with what they've done here in the first half. They've gotten some decent looks outside. They haven't shot well from the outside, from the circle. They missed an awful lot from the corners, it seems like, here in the first half. But, you know, they've been able to penetrate a little better than Atlantic, and, you know, that's one thing they've done quite well is get that ball inside and post low back down on the Trojans, get themselves some easy opportunities at the basket. That's what built that early lead.
Yeah, and they've really been doing some things to try to clog up right around the perimeter of the lane, too, with some screens that have been real close in nature. You're getting those tight quarters with a lot of guys around there, and you're just trying to rub a body off another guy, and they've done that a number of times, getting right to the basket underneath the hoop and on inbound plays, too, and it's been successful for them here so far. And, yeah, on the other end, Atlantic, you know, you mentioned trying to work it down inside a little bit more, and that's what's neutralized Atlantic's advantage talent-wise. You know, they haven't had those two guys that you expect to have the ability to kind of create their own shots or move and quickly to the basket. Just haven't done that so far, so you need to take advantage of that type of opportunity. I see it, you know, with teams all the time, and the team that I follow in college with Iowa State, they're kind of the same way. You know, if you get settled into that mode of just shooting the outside shots, it kind of ruins how everything else is flowing. It's not necessarily that the team relies on it, but you have to make a few of them, and you have to work off of other things on the offensive set to get it going. So that's really what Atlantic is going to need to look to do here in the second half.
Yeah, you bet. I think at the end of the day, a three-point game here at halftime, I think both teams are probably satisfied right now the way it started. Atlantic's probably happy to be within three at this point, and because you'd think that 9-2 early start, it could have been a lot worse. And, you know, on Harlan's side, too, they missed a lot of shots, and they watched Atlantic show how well they can shoot from the outside when they
really get it cooked up, so I'm sure they're happy to be out front here at halftime. So sets up for a pretty good second half.
Yeah, it really does. 21-18 our score here at the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take another timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers from the first half and get you ready for second half basketball. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KJAN. And welcome back here to Harlan Community High School. It's Harlan leading 21-18 here at the halftime break here in this boys' Hawkeye 10 conference basketball game. This is a conference matchup here tonight, so important in the conference standings here for these two teams. And this is how the scoring looked here in the first half for both squads. Kyle Jewell leading the way for Harlan, as he normally does. He has 8 points here, six of those in that second quarter as he's got going a little bit underneath the basket. 4 points chipped in as well by Ethan Knutson. 3 points from Thomas Fink, and we had two apiece from Caleb Rasmussen, Luke Hall, and Will Landsman. They did not head to the free throw line at all there in that first half of play. For Atlantic, they had 6 points from both Joey Walker and Ryan Hawkins, 2 points apiece for Brendan Holmes, as well as Tristan Benn here in the first half, and also 2 points as well from Nick Podaisky in the first half of play. So that's a look at how the scoring has shaped up here for the Trojans as well. They went to the free throw line just once. That was Ryan Hawkins. He was 1 of 2 at the line. So nothing really going there as well. Let's look at how the numbers shaped up there from the first half of play. We'll take one more break and get you ready for the second half in a moment. Listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Harlan as we get ready for third quarter action here tonight at night in Harlan. 21-18, Cyclones with the lead over the Trojans here at intermission. Basketball will belong to Harlan to start this second half. They'll put the ball in play at center court as they get their final instructions from head coach Mitch Osborne. And we get back to playing basketball once again.
Another halftime score for you here tonight. It's Grizzled leading Audubon by a score of 29-26. It's in the boys' game there. Also, Creston leads Lewis Central early in that contest as well.
We are ready to go here, I assume. Still waiting for the band to get things cleaned up on the other end. Then we'll have second half basketball. And we're ready to go. It's Harlan inbounds, and they'll bring it to the front court. Here near side, Rasmussen drives all the way to the basket and lays it in.
Well, he got a quick, fast step, took it to the hoop down the right side. The lay-in makes it 23-18 Cyclones. Atlantic basketball now as they work it across, breaking that pressure. Tristan Benn, Garrett Franken, Ryan Hawkins, Nick Podicey, Joey Walker on the floor to start this second half, the starting five for Atlantic. And it's the same thing for Harlan. They've got their starting five out there. Rasmus and Luke Hall as Joey Walker elevates for a three. No good from the right side. Rebounded by Podicey. He drives the baseline, missed the putback. Rebound is taken down on the baseline and knocked out of bounds. Hawkins tried to save it, couldn't. It's out of bounds to Harlan. Sorry to say Rasmus and Hall and Kyle Jewell, Ethan Knutson, and Will Landsman. Starting five on the floor for the Cyclones here in the second half. Harlan ball, Rasmus into the front court. Gets it across right side, stops out top on the dribble, curls back around to the top of the circle. Now inside it goes to Landsman, who got a step and lays it in. Landsman got free underneath for the easy lay-in. It's 25-18. Harlan back to that seven-point lead. That's been their biggest of the ball game. And a steal at center court. Rasmussen stepped in front of Franken's pass, runs it up the floor and lays it in. A quick 6-0 start to the third quarter by Harlan, and a timeout asked for by Atlantic. The Cyclones now up 27-18, their biggest lead of the basketball game. Timeout asked for by Atlantic. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJM. Atlantic inbounds the basketball now is back to action. The Trojans trail 27-18 to the Cyclones after a quick 6-0 run to start this third quarter. Podicey front court now to Walker. Walker out top of the circle. Franken lobs it down underneath for Hawkins. He got a little shove in the back as he went up to get that pass. The officials didn't see that. It's out of bounds over everybody's head. It'll turn over again to the Cyclones. Not the kind of start Atlantic was hoping for in the second half. Left side now with the basketball, Knutson. He'll bring it across here to Hall. The lob down low, stolen away by Walker. Good defense in the post. It was intended for Jewell. Now Walker to the front court, out top of the circle. Into the lane it goes. Franken, an awkward pass. Now right side it's Ben. Franken on the circle, drives the lane, gets hit inside. The ball comes free, taps it into the corner. And it was Podicey firing up a three. It's no good. Rebound taken by the Cyclones. The flip back in by Knutson, taken by Franken. Now it's stolen away by Rasmussen. Rasmussen up the floor. He carried the ball. Now to the baseline. Hall, his shot blocked underneath, and now we have a late whistle. Yikes. The crowd's getting a little antsy here because the rough stuff wasn't called on the other end, and it is down on this end. And late. Hall will go to the free throw line. They whistle the foul on Garrett Franken. That is allegedly his first. Free throw up and good by Hall. And that stretches the lead now to 10 points, 28-18. Brendan Holmes back into the ballgame for Atlantic as Tristan Benn will sit down for a bit. Hall's second free throw try is also good. First two free throw tries of the night for the Cyclones, and that gives them now a 29-18 lead. Offense hard to come by here tonight for the Trojans as Walker gets it across the timeline. Holmes, left side, not a Franken. He'll grab gun, a three. It's off the mark. Rebound, Podicey. Off to Hawkins. His baseline jumper is off the back iron, and it kicks high and falls in. This isn't his home court. He's not supposed to get the home court roll. 29-20 now the score. Harlan with a basketball. Hall out top. Works the right side against Podicey. Drives into the lane. Gets bumped, turns, nowhere to go. Back outside it comes. Now Rasmussen has it right side. Back up top to Hall. Hall off the dribble. Looks left side. Knutson out on the circle. Now the Landsman out top. It's tipped and stolen. Hawkins stepped in front and took it away. Hawkins will drive to the basket. Give him the bucket and a foul. He took it right at Landsman. Landsman backpedaling. Didn't have a chance to get out of the way. And the foul is his first.
Basketball will go to the free throw line. Hawkins give him the basket. He's in double digits now with 10. And he'll get a chance to make it a three-point play. Knutson checks out now as Eli Williams is back into the ballgame for the Cyclones. Hawkins at the line. The free throw try is no good. Rebounded by the Cyclones. Harlan ball front court. Jewell right side tries to drive, spins, curls into traffic. The short jumper is good in the lane. Kyle Jewell with a nice drop step, got the ball to fall. Now quickly up the floor, Atlantic pushing. Podaisky down low, now to Walker. Walker drives to Franken. Left side Podaisky, he's open on the circle. He'll try the three, that's no good. Rebound tapped out by Franken. To Podaisky, he steps across inside and a foul as he tried to duck under and go to the basket. 4:45 left in the third quarter, 31-22, Cyclones lead it. Foul whistled on Luke Hall is his first. That'll send Nick Podaisky to the free throw line. Nice job keeping that play alive. Franken tapped it out. Podaisky, despite the size disadvantage, didn't mind at all ducking himself inside and worked that duck under move to get himself a chance for some free throws as he knocks down the first one. Podaisky's one of those kids who can help you offensively from the outside especially, but if he gets some confidence inside, he hits one of two. He misses the second one. It's 31-23 now, an eight-point lead. Rasmussen drives to the basket quickly, switches hands, goes to the left hand, missed the layup in traffic, and the rebound taken by the Trojans. Now Frank into the front court to Walker. Walker skips it across here for Holmes. Left side corner, Podaisky. Back up top, Holmes. Now Walker right side. He's open for the triple. That's no good. Rebound, Podaisky on the backside, and he'll bring it back out. Nice job. Now Walker drives the right side, elevates the short push shot up and good. Little teardrop as he tossed that one in. 31-25 Cyclones. 4:11 left to go in the third quarter. Rasmussen comes right side here for Harlan. Off now to Hall. Hall off the circle. They swing it back out top. Jewell standing dormant with it. Now he'll bring it back out on the dribble. Now curl and go left side, and we're going to have a foul call. Going to whistle a foul on Joey Walker for stepping in front of him. That'll be his first. Second team foul on the Trojans here in the half. Kyle Nelson back into the lineup now for Atlantic. Also, Knutson comes back in. Landsman also checks back in for the Cyclones. It'll be Harlan basketball underneath. They'll inbound left side. Jewell grabs, guns up a three, no good. Rebound, though, to Landsman. Landsman right block, kicks it back out. Williams open, he'll try the three. That's way long. Rebound inside, grabbed by Jewell. He elevates and banks one home. Kyle Jewell, the board and the bucket inside. 33-25, Harlan. Walker with the basketball backcourt to Franken. Franken now will dribble it across. He'll lob it here to the corner to Nelson. Nelson back to Franken, left wing. Franken hesitates, now drives. Back it comes to Nelson, all the way across right side to Walker. Walker to Franken. He'll try the three from the top, no good. Walker got the rebound. Walker alertly darts through traffic, gets the board. He'll bring it back out top. Walker around the top side, goes right. Holmes back to Walker. Looked at the three, now leaves it for Franken. Open is Nelson. He'll try the three from the left side, and that's good. Kyle Nelson, his first basket of the ball game, is a triple. It's 33-28. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Harlan by five. Rasmussen left side. Williams the head fake. Oh, a drive all the way to the basket. It was wide open. Nobody picked him up. Eli Williams with an easy bucket. 35-28. Franken with the basketball now. Lobs to the front court. They get it into the corner. Nelson now to Hawkins. He turns in traffic. The bank won't go. Got his own rebound. Then had it taken away. Now it's on the floor. And they're going to say out of bounds to Harlan. As Hawkins had to try to control that ball underneath, he rolled over onto the baseline. It's out of bounds to the Cyclones. Harlan basketball. Atlantic will pressure some in the backcourt. 35-28, 7-point Harlan lead. 2:35 left to go in this third quarter. The inbound, and Jewell will walk it up the floor. Jewell wears that knee brace on the right knee as he crosses over, goes down the lane, lost it momentarily, picks it back up. The jumper no good. Rebound inside taken by Franken. Franken up the floor with it now for Atlantic to Walker. Walker into the far corner. Gets it right back again from Holmes. Walker will bring it out top now. Joe gets a screen right side. Now he'll step back out. Williams picks him up defensively as Walker picks up the dribble. Fires it out top. Ooh, Holmes has to go up high to get that. Now Nelson here left side. He'll fire it all the way across. Walker grabs, guns the three. It's no good. Rebound inside was grabbed momentarily by Hawkins. Now it's tapped out of bounds. And the basketball is going to belong to... Oh, we're going to have a foul call. On Atlantic? Oh, wow. Are you serious? Okay. They're going to whistle that foul against Kyle Nelson for, I guess, being under the belly. I mean, I thought over the back was the call, not under the belly. Yikes. 35-28, Cyclones the lead and the ball. Minute 48 left to go here in the third. Oh, that should have been a foul on Rasmussen. He wrapped the left arm around, curled it around to get himself free down the right side. Takes it all the way to the basket for a bucket. And it's 37-28 now. Frank into the front court. Far corner, Nelson. The lob down low for Hawkins. He goes to the basket, and he gets fouled. And they called it.
Yeah,
it's going to be on Kyle Jewell. That'll be his first.
Yeah, I think Atlantic needs to keep trying to do a little bit more of that. I know the call's been a little bit tough to come by, but getting it in transition down inside to those guys with the length to be able to get to the basket.
Ryan Hawkins to the free throw line. He makes the first. He'll have one more coming. Podaisky back in. Holmes checks out for Atlantic. Minute and a half left to go, third quarter. And the second free throw in and out, no good. So one of two for Hawkins. It's 37-29 Harlan. Rasmussen going to drive all the way to the rack again. Misses the shot. Rebound hits the floor. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Rasmussen. It'll turn over. Hawkins had the rebound. It was knocked out of his hands. Basketball will belong to the Trojans. Now the officials are going to bring a couple of guys together, give them the old bad dog treatment. Don't know why. It wasn't really anything going on there, but if the game is a little out of control, it's not because of the players. Walker takes the inbound to Hawkins across now Franken as they work the ball up on the backcourt to avoid the press. Now the ball tapped into the corner. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Landsman. It'll stay with Atlantic. 37-29, Harlan by 8. Atlantic the basketball. Walker with it will inbound on the baseline now as he'll dump it here to Franken. Franken out top. Nelson back to Franken. Left wing. He's open for the three. It's no good. Rebound inside to Jewell. Harlan with the board and the basketball. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Jewell in transition. Drives. Lost the basketball. He hesitated. Walker faced him up and stood there and took the ball away. Now Hawkins on the drive gets fouled. Hawkins took the pass down the left side. Drove to the basket. Couldn't get the shot to go but got fouled. That'll be whistled against Landsman. That'll be number two on Will Landsman. So Ryan Hawkins goes back to the free throw line again. Hawkins to the free throw line. Chance to shoot a couple. And the first one is good. One more coming here for Ryan Hawkins. 50 seconds left in this third quarter. And the second one, no good. Rebound tapped out by Podaisky and controlled by Hawkins. Atlantic keeps possession. Hawkins with it now here near side. Walker, high post, Franken across now Podaisky. Back out top, it's Franken. Garrett across, left side corner, Nelson. Back out top to Walker. Walker with the dribble. Podaisky right wing, down to 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Podaisky to the baseline corner now with it is Nelson. Podaisky out on the arc. He'll drive, nothing there. Back outside Franken. He steps across, jumps inside. High bank, no good. Rebound Jewell, he wants to run. He's got a clean look up the floor as he drives to the basket. Missed it. Rebound, though, on the follow is good by Rasmussen. 39-30, 10 seconds left here in the quarter. Walker now to the front court, hesitates. Now the hard drive. Stops, curls, loses the basketball on the double dribble. He lost the dribble a bit and turns it over with 2 seconds to play here in the quarter. Harlan leads by 9, 39-30. 2.5 on the clock. They'll inbound on the backcourt. They'll try to inbound. It's Jewell. Hesitates. A little wiggle. Now they throw it up from half court, and it's off the mark. That's the end of the third. 39-30. Harlan the lead after three quarters. We'll take a timeout at the fourth quarter in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
And welcome back here to Harlan Community High School as we head to the third quarter of play here between Harlan and Atlantic in boys Hawkeye 10 conference hoops. 39-30, Harlan has a 9-point advantage as we head to the final quarter. Atlantic will start with the basketball here as we begin the fourth, and they'll skip it across here to Joey Walker. Back up top to Kyle Nelson. Now they'll work it around the perimeter. Here's Ryan Hawkins. He'll skip it across, and it's too tall. Looking for Joey Walker, and too high on the pass, and it goes out of bounds, and they turn it over.
Again, too much standing offensively and just being satisfied with throwing tall passes over and across that zone defense. It just doesn't work.
Harlan will inbound the basketball, and Rasmussen will push it up the floor over to Eli Williams. Williams, a bounce pass across to Rasmussen. Now down in the corner, they kick it. Back to Williams. He'll try a three. That's off the mark. Rebound, Kyle Nelson. Nelson controls, and now he'll bring it up the floor. Off to Walker. Now left side, Franken. Franken back up top to Walker. Now back to Franken. They're really keeping Atlantic on the perimeter, and Podaisky going to try a three from the right side, and he knocks it down. Nick Podaisky with a three-pointer to make it a six-point game, 39-33. Harlan back the other way. Williams on the outside will dump it across to Rasmussen. Inside, they get it to Landsman. He steps across, missed it, and it's now slapped away along the baseline and picked up by Nelson. Franken saved it back in. Here's Nelson up the floor over to Walker, almost tipped away from him. Now he'll skip it across here to Podaisky. Podaisky dribbles it back out of the top of the key. Now off to Joey Walker. Walker over to Nelson. Nelson in the corner, it goes to Hawkins. Now Podaisky on the baseline. Bounce back out to Hawkins. Hawkins, and reach-in foul going to be called here against Eli Williams as he stuck his arm in there to try to swat it away. Pick up his first foul. That is team foul number five now here against Harlan. And Williams going to check out of the lineup. See, bring Luke Hall back in out front. And work it around the perimeter now. Atlantic has the inbound it. Podaisky getting the corner to Walker. Back up top to Nick Podaisky. He'll put it on the deck for a couple of dribbles and hand it off to Franken. Open for the three. Right wing, and he hits it. Garrett Franken, believe it or not, his first bucket of the game. And now a timeout going to be taken here by Harlan as well. A quick 30-second timeout going to be taken here on the floor. 39-36. We'll keep it right here, as Atlantic has hit a couple of three-point buckets here to start the fourth quarter and get themselves back into the contest.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better start to this quarter after struggling a bit, falling behind by, double digits, up by down by 11 at one point at 29-18. But rallying back here, down 9 to start the quarter, a couple of threes, you can nail that down a little bit, but Atlantic's just got to possess that ball and protect it a little bit more. That ball is a brick of gold. You just don't want to give that thing away and leave it hanging out there for somebody to take it away. We've seen hands everywhere here tonight, so just up and down the floor, you've got to value every possession.
Yeah, and a little bit more work moving inside. You need to still do that. Harlan's really locked down that zone in the middle of the lane and really forced them to stay out on the perimeter. And luckily, able to hit a couple of those outside shots here to start the fourth quarter to get it back in within three. Harlan will inbound, and they'll give it off to Jewell. He'll push it to the free throw line and dump it back to Rasmussen. Back across to Jewell. He'll put it on the deck and now curl it back to Rasmussen, back to Jewell. They play catch out front. Now in the corner, he'll try a three, and it's good by Ethan Knudsen as he spotted one up and knocked it home. And it's now 42-36. Back up the floor, Atlantic trying to get something going. Walker over to Nelson. Back off to Hawkins as they settle in. Now they'll work it around to Podaisky. Podaisky to Hawkins. Hawkins back to Podaisky. In the corner, they go to Walker. He'll put it on the floor, off to Franken. Another three-ball try. That's short. Rebound comes out to Hall. Hall now in transition. Stutter steps in the lane. Throws an awkward shot up on the run. Missed it. And the rebound to Franken.
Boy, did Atlantic a favor there, giving up the possession very quickly.
Hawkins now will cross over. Get into the lane. Stop. Rise and fire and knock it down. Nice job by Hawkins to hesitate. Get the defender in the air. 42-38. It's a four-point game. Skip across here for Jewell as the Cyclones bring it across the timeline. Hawkins out front now here as Atlantic sets up in a shifting zone. More of the 1-3-1 look right now here for Atlantic. So slide from side to side on the baseline with Walker. He'll come out to pressure on the corner. Now they'll dip it down low here to Landsman. He turns around and missed one too strong right into the hands of Kyle Nelson. Good defensive possession that time for Atlantic. Nelson up the floor. We'll skip it into the corner to Podaisky. Back up top, Walker. He'll try the three. That's good. Joey Walker, the triple, and it's a one-point game. 42-41. Harlan up the floor. Jewell driving inside. Nice pass along the baseline to Hall, but he missed the shot. And the rebound pulled down by Podaisky. Hall a little quick there on that shot along the baseline. Now off to Hawkins here, right side. He'll dump it to Nelson on the baseline. Back out to Hawkins. Three ball on the way for the lead. No good. Rebound tapped around and controlled by Landsman. Back now off here to Rasmussen. He'll kick it in the corner. Knutson, a three ball try. It's good. Ethan Knutson has two triples here in this fourth quarter, and that was a big one to push it back out to a four-point game. 3:52 to go in the contest. Atlantic trailing, and they'll slow it down this time. Franken will kick it across here to Walker as they get some instructions from the bench. Walker across to Nelson. Nelson skips it over to Podaisky. He pump fakes, now drives, rises, and floats one up. Missed it, rebound fought for, and Jewell controls. Good idea, just couldn't get the shot to fall that time. Back up the floor, they'll skip it across the top here to Jewell. He'll bounce it to Rasmussen. Newton corner. He'll drive around the defender, try to dunk it, and he missed it. It rattled out, and the rebound pulled away here by Franken. He'll push it across to Walker. Walker driving in the lane. A lot of traffic. Floats one up, dances around, and no, off the rim. Rebound pulled down by Jewell. Boy, that ball hung on the rim forever and then fall off to the left side. Back the other way, Jewell puts it on the floor. He'll drive, rise, and shoot one there from 12 and knocks it down. Kyle Jewell, its first points of the fourth quarter, and it's now 47-41, and Atlantic going to take a timeout here. Coach Jenkins up off the bench, wants to get his team resettled on offense. It'll be a full timeout. 47-41, 2:48 to go, Harlan leading. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN. And welcome back here to Harlan Community High School. Chris Parks along with Jim Field. High school hoops on the boys front here in Hawkeye 10 play. And it's Atlantic trailing 47-41. Harlan the advantage with 2:48 to go in the ball game. Atlantic just took a timeout trying to get something going now here on offense as Franken will have it first. He'll dump it in the corner here to Podaisky. Podaisky will dribble it on the outside, waiting and kicking in the corner now to Walker. Back up top, Podaisky. They try to run the triangle game here on this side of the floor. Curling across the baseline, Hawkins. A nice open look, but he couldn't get the shot to fall. And the rebound comes down to Harlan. It was a well-drawn play and executed, but couldn't get the shot to go. Up top now, Rasmussen. He'll drive right side against Nelson. Stop. Dump it off to Landsman. Back to Rasmussen now. They're going to reset out front here with 2:14 to go. Dribble left side. Now they'll dump it back out. They're spreading the floor. They're just trying to use some clock right now. Here's Rasmussen. Might force Atlantic into a fouling situation. He almost lost it, and now he's stuck in some trouble, and he's going to call a timeout. So a timeout here for Harlan to keep possession as Rasmussen was stuck there in the trap. And let's see what they're going to call. They're going to call a full timeout. So we'll take another break. 1:59 to go. Still a six-point game. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN. And welcome back here to Harlan Community High School. 47-41, Cyclones leading the Trojans here with 1:59 to go in the contest. And Harlan will inbound the basketball after the timeout. They get it into Knutson, and he'll dump it back up top now here to Luke Hall. As they spread the floor, Atlantic playing tight defense here. They've got lots of fouls to give, so they can be as aggressive as they want to be. And they'll pass, will go left side now here to Landsman. Back out front, Rasmussen. He's trapped and in trouble, and they're going to have a whistle. Oh, boy, they're going to call a foul. Wasn't any contact yet. Wow. They're going to call a foul against Ryan Hawkins. That'll be his second, and that's just team foul number four. So they still have a few to give here. Inbound pass to Jewell. He hesitated. Looked like he walked for a moment. Now he'll dump it across to Hall. Hall guarded by Podaisky. They'll come and trap him. He's in trouble. He'll get it off to Rasmussen. Rasmussen now run into here as Holmes comes from the backside and tries to reach in. There was a lot of contact, but it was because he had to stop so quickly. It wasn't necessarily the bump. It was just kind of his momentum carrying that hard. So Holmes will get the foul call. That'll be his third. Fifth team foul, and they'll inbound here from this near sideline. Down to a minute 30 to go in the game. So time is ticking away here. Hall going to lob it into Jewell, guarded closely by Walker. Walker staying close and tight on him. Now they'll dump it across here to Rasmussen. Hawkins comes in and they trap. Holmes against Rasmussen. He'll dribble out of pressure, run to the basket, knocked away by Franken. Picked up by Landsman, though. He missed the shot. And now the rebound taken away by Podaisky. Podaisky will bring it up the floor, hand it off to Hawkins. Hawkins back up top. Podaisky across to Franken. A three-ball try on the way. It's good. Just what the doctor ordered here for the Trojans, and they'll take a timeout here after the three-point shot is made as well here. It's going to be a 30-second timeout taken by Atlantic as they'll talk strategy here with a minute four left to go in the game, and they trail now by three. It's 47-44.
Yeah, that whole series of events couldn't have worked out pretty much any better for Atlantic. I mean, they did commit a couple of fouls because they were lagging. Sometimes it's good to have fouls. They need to... They've got one more to give before they get Harlan in the bonus, but all that, Harlan never got to the free throw line. They took a shot. It was well defended. Atlantic got up the floor, and they found their best three-point shooter open on the three-point line.
Yeah, and he knocked it down. He's been fairly cold here in the game. That's just his second bucket of the game, but he has two threes here in the fourth quarter. So maybe the right time to heat up a little bit here for Garrett Franken, and it makes it a manageable situation now with a three-point ball game. And Atlantic will pressure here a little bit. A 1-3-1 pressure look here as they'll inbound it, and Hawkins will play the top here. They'll work against Jewell. They try to trap him on the far corner. He's going to throw it up ahead. Wide open underneath the basket is Knutson as they snuck up. He missed the shot, though. He went for the layup and missed it, but Podaisky picks up the rebound. He's up the floor. He'll kick it out. Franken pump fakes. Steps back. Doesn't have shot, so he'll push it back out. Walker right side. 41 seconds to go in the game. Back to Podaisky. He'll spot up for the three at the top, and he hits it. Nick Podaisky, the triple to tie it at 47. 31 seconds to go here in the game. Up the floor, Jewell now. They reach in against him, and in a late whistle, it's a timeout. It's timeout taken here by Harlan. As they want to talk things over here. It'll be a full timeout with 25 seconds to go. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. And welcome back here to Harlan Community High School as we head to the final seconds here of an exciting game in this boys' Hawkeye 10 matchup. It's tied at 47. Neither Garrett Franken nor Nick Podaisky had hit a three until the fourth quarter. They've hit two each here in the quarter, and back-to-back threes have tied this thing up at 47. Harlan basketball here. They'll inbound on their own end of the floor next to the scorer's table here. 25 seconds showing on the clock. We'll see what they choose to do here. Eli Williams will inbound. He'll lob it into Jewell. It's knocked away by Walker. The ball's loose. Jewell tracks it down, though. Walker playing tight defense on him. A bounce pass across to Rasmussen, and he'll slow it up. Rasmussen going to put it on the floor. He drives into the lane. The kick back out to Williams. He crosses over out front. 10 seconds to go now. As Williams has the, or Rasmussen has it way out in front of the basket. Crossing over against Holmes. 5 seconds to go. And now a bump foul, and it's going to be a block called against Holmes, but that's okay. They still had one to give.
Yeah, that's a good foul. 3.7 left. There's no free throw coming here, so now they're going to have to start all over.
That's Holmes' fourth foul. And another quick timeout taken here by Harlan. We'll keep it right here this time. 3.7 seconds left to go in the contest. There will be a full timeout, but we'll keep it here as we reset the situation for you. Atlantic has one full timeout. Harlan will have 1:30 left still here, but just 3 seconds showing here on the clock. And Harlan had 25 seconds to work with and really never got the ball anywhere in scoring position. Rasmussen, for a moment, had driven into the lane and kicked it back out, and then they were back way out near half court again, and tight defense by Atlantic has forced them into this situation.
And I tell you, if Atlantic comes back and wins this basketball game, I'd take a look back at that play with 3.7 seconds left. Harlan was piddling around out top with the basketball and was not driving to the basket at all, and I assume the coaching staff said something about it in the last timeout, the last huddle, that they had a foul to give, and Holmes was smart enough to commit that foul out there at that point where there's no way they're going to get free throws. So now Harlan pretty much has to start standing still here to inbound the ball and try to work something out.
Yeah, you really don't have much time, enough time to maybe catch and take one dribble or two before you launch up a shot. And they're out of the timeout, back out onto the floor. And Atlantic's going to bring in a new body, Scott Leonard, a tall guy to inbound, or to go up against the inbounder here in Luke Hall. And so they're going to be another timeout taken here after they come out onto the floor. And it's going to be another timeout, this time taken by Atlantic with still 4 seconds left to go. So coach is kind of playing back and forth here, but Atlantic showed something a little bit different there, bringing Leonard out here to guard the inbound.
Yeah, hello, Atlantic coach Alan Jenkins. He just wanted to get a chance to see what Harlan was lining up to get a feel for what he thought they might do here, and now he can better line something up again. But, yeah, you got that tall body on the bench, and freshman Scott Leonard, long arms. You might as well use him out there. You saw what happened last game. Remember that game against St. Albert? Coach Jenkins said after the game their first thought was not to guard the inbounds pass, but then they changed their mind. The assistant coaches talked him into it. So they put, I believe it was Garrett Franken on the ball. Well, that forced a high pass from the back court. It went up into the rafters, out of bounds. It turned the game around. Atlantic got the last possession. You saw that what they did with it. They won the game.
Yeah, it really turned things around. So we'll see how it works out this time. Obviously, a little bit different scenario. Harlan is inbounding on their own end of the floor, right next here to the scorer's table. 3 seconds left in the game. And they're ready to set things up. Both teams back out there on the floor. It'll be the inbound from Luke Hall, guarded by Scott Leonard, the freshman in there, to get his hands in his face. Looking. Hall gets it off to Jewell. He'll put it on the deck for one, dump it back out. Now a late three going to be taken by Hall. It's off the back iron, no good. No idea how he had that much time to even get the shot off, but either way, it will not matter, and we're headed to overtime. 47 apiece here between Atlantic and Harlan in Hawkeye 10 play. We'll take a break. Be back with the overtime period. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.
Check it out at IWC.edu.
And welcome back here to Harlan Community High School. We didn't have enough basketball. We need some more. It's overtime. 47 apiece here as Atlantic hits two three-pointers late in that fourth quarter. One from Nick Podaisky, one from Garrett Franken. And it tied it up at 47 apiece. Harlan did not get a good look on their last possession. And now it's back to square one here with both teams getting ready to jump it up. They had players lined up on the wrong side, so they're going to switch things up now here. And Walker will tap it up in the center circle up against Ethan Knutson. Ball up in the air. The tap won by Atlantic as Walker tips it back to Brendan Holmes. And Walker will bring it up the floor. Only real player with foul trouble is Brendan Holmes. He has four. He has it out front, and he'll dump it back to Walker as Atlantic sets up the offense. Right side in the corner to Franken. Back outside, Podaisky. Podaisky now will dump it here into the corner to Walker. Now back to Hawkins. Back to Walker. Podaisky streaking down the middle of the lane. The little flip with the right hand in traffic, and he gets it to go. Tough shot, and Nick Podaisky knocks it down. 49-47, Atlantic, a two-point lead. Harlan now on the other end. They get it down to Jewell on the block. A turnaround. Open jumper is good. It's a tough pass, but they got it to him. And it's tied up again. Back the other way. Atlantic pushing the kick out to Holmes. Left side of the three. No good short. And the rebound to Jewell underneath. Jewell will bring it up the floor here. We're tied at 49. He crosses over. Now he'll back it back out here with 3 minutes left to go in the overtime period. Out front, Caleb Rasmussen, he'll drive right side with it. Stop and dump it down to Jewell on the block. Walker comes and bodies up against him. A turn and a shot by Jewell, missed it. Rebound and a foul going to be called on Jewell, trying to reach back over the top to get at the basketball. Good job by Joey Walker.
And that's a non-shooting foul, but that's number six. So both teams have committed six, so from here on out it'll be 1-1 here the rest of the period.
That was the second against Kyle Jewell. And the inbound now here for Atlantic as Walker will bring it up and kick it across down to Franken. A little bit of token half-court pressure here. Walker, lob it in the corner. Tough pass. Landsman came in, stole it away. He'll throw it up ahead now to Rasmussen. Behind the back dribble into the lane. The floater good. Mistake there by Atlantic to lob it up softly along the sideline and it was stolen away. A lot of contact there, but they let him get it up to Rasmussen and he makes a nifty move to get to the hoop. Now they'll work it back across here, Atlantic. Franken on the right side. He'll skip it across back to Walker. Walker with it. Trailing by two. It's 51-49. Harlan the edge. 2:08 to go in overtime. Franken backs it back out here on the right side. Now we'll give it to Walker. Podaisky left wing. Podaisky a dribble back to Holmes. Now Walker. Walker the skip across to Podaisky. He's open for three, and he hits it. Nick Podaisky has been a heck of a player for Atlantic here in the fourth quarter and overtime. Now Rasmussen trying to drive on the other end. He had a little bit of push to get to the hoop, and he gets a floater to go off the glass and in to regain the lead right back at 53-52.
Somebody want to step in front of him?
Now a dump now here to Hawkins. Hawkins has it right side, dumps it off to Podaisky. Podaisky back over to Walker. Now to Franken. He's open for a three. Tries it just off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. And Landsman had good positioning to get it. To Jewell now. The one-point edge and the basketball. Jewell, the bounce pass off to Caleb Rasmussen, who's also had a heck of a second half here for Harlan. He'll dump it off now over to Landsman and get it back. Rasmussen against Holmes. Driving left side. Back to Landsman. Now Rasmussen again. Rasmussen driving. We'll dump it off here to Eli Williams, and now back out the center circle. They're going to waste time here. Crossover. Rasmussen back over to Landsman, and they'll kick it back out. They're just going to use as much time as they can until Atlantic fouls, it looks like. Jewell, kick it over to Landsman. 39 seconds to go in the overtime period. Walker up tight on Jewell. Jewell just dribbling. Now they'll come to trap. They get it down to Landsman. He goes to the basket. Blocked by Franken, but they're going to call a foul. Maybe a little contact before he got the block. And Landsman is going to go to the line here for the free throws. Two shots coming now here for Will Landsman with 30 seconds to go in the game in this overtime period. And it's a one-point lead right now here for Harlan. So it will still stay at a one-possession game no matter what here. First free throw by Landsman. Off the back iron. No good. That keeps it at least a two-point game at worst right now here for Atlantic. Now you got to make sure you get the board. Landsman, the second free throw try, is on the way, and it's good. He makes one out of two. It's a two-point lead, 54-52. 30 seconds to go. Inbound to Walker. Now back across to Franken. He'll dribble it across the timeline. Stop, and they're going to call a timeout to talk things over. As Atlantic wants to think about what's going to happen here. 23 seconds to go. We'll take a quick break and listen to high school basketball on KJAN. Welcome back here to Harlan Community High School. We head to the final 23 seconds of overtime. It's 54-52. Harlan lead here over Atlantic in this boys Hawkeye 10 matchup. And both teams would be in the bonus here. There's six fouls against Harlan, so you got to remember that as well. Anything you get to the hoop and get a foul call will send you the line with a chance to try to at least tie this game. Inbound here, Walker has it out front. He'll dump it across here to Holmes. Holmes picks it up and kicks it across to Walker. Left side, Franken. He'll try the three. In and out. All right, Harlan in the foul call. It was picked up by Rasmussen along the baseline. So we'll walk to the other end here. The foul is going to be whistled against Ryan Hawkins. That's his third. And we'll go to the other end for the 1-1 here. That's the eighth team foul against Atlantic. Caleb Rasmussen, an 83% free throw shooter on the season with 6 seconds to go. And his team a two-point lead. The front end is good. So he makes it a three-point game. One more free throw on the way. This one could possibly ice it. And it's off the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Franken. 4 seconds to go. He pushes it up ahead to Walker. Stops and fires for three. It's good. Joey Walker, the three as time expires, and we're going to double overtime. 55 apiece. The Trojans won't die.
How cold-blooded is that?
Way outside on the right side. Boy, find the guy that's the furthest up the floor in transition and hope he can make a shot. And Joey Walker does not let his team down. And we're headed to double overtime here in just a moment.
Oh, man.
We'll go ahead and keep it right here because we'll get started here real quick. But, boy.
Well, there was no doubt it was a three.
Yeah, I don't have to go to the review for that one.
Unless he's wearing Shaquille-sized shoes, there was no way his toe was going to be on the line.
I think he was good.
Wow.
What, 5 feet outside the arc?
Well, all set up, of course, by the opportunity there with the second missed free throw. But you know how big for Atlantic? They had Garrett Franken set up over here the last possession before that with a good look from the left side for three. It just didn't go in. It swung around and out. But didn't seem to bother Walker one bit. Now, how does this affect the two teams?
4 more minutes on the clock. And we're right back where we were here 4 minutes ago with game time as Walker's in the center circle against Ethan Knutson. Tap up. This time it's going to be tapped ahead. Knocked away by Franken. Comes back to Harlan, though, and Knutson controls it and hands it to Rasmussen. 3:50 left to go here in this double overtime period. Just underway, they'll dump it to Jewell. Nice look that time. He got behind Walker, and they found him right underneath on the block, and he gets the bucket. 57-55, Harlan back to a two-point edge. Walker now stuck along the sideline. He'll get it up across finally here to Holmes. And now over to Franken. Right side, Podaisky. Back off here to Franken. Now Holmes has it out top. He'll kick it across to Joey Walker. Walker here to Podaisky. Podaisky back to Walker. In the corner they go. Franken back up top. Walker back to Franken. He'll fire a three ball. Off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down on the other side by Rasmussen. And Harlan controls. Harlan will dribble left side with it. Dump it back up top. Landsman back over to Rasmussen. Bounce down on the block here to Jewell. He'll dump it back out and then get it right back. He goes to work against Walker. Curling along the baseline. They're going to call a foul against Joey Walker. Boy, it looked like, yeah, Jewell maybe got away with some steps there trying to get himself free. But they're going to call a little bit of body contact. And it'll be a 1-1. That's the ninth team foul here against Atlantic. So the next one would put Harlan in the double bonus.
Yeah, he was dead in the water down there on the block. It looked like he, along with the head fake, he slid those 2 feet back a little bit to get himself a better position.
Front end is good by Jewell, so it'll make it a three-point lead. One more coming now. That was just a second foul on Joey Walker. Second free throw coming now here for Kyle Jewell, and it's off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Hawkins. Hawkins will bring it up the floor. He stops here on the left side. Some contact there. Ball hit the floor. He picks it back up and gives it over to Franken, and he'll skip it across. Holmes out front, over to Joey Walker, standing right about where he hit that three to send it to double overtime. They give it back to him. He'll pump fake. This time he'll drive in the lane. And some contact there. Foul whistled from the backside against Eli Williams as he reached in. And he'll pick up the foul, and we'll go to the free throw line here, and I think they're going to give him the 2 shots. They are. Joey Walker will get 2 here with 2:33 to go in double OT. First free throw by Walker is good. 2-point game, 58-56, Harlan the edge. Walker with one more free throw, and that's off the iron, no good. Seems like everybody's missing the second shot here on these 1-and-1s. Up the floor, Rasmussen will drive all the way to the rack right side. Missed it too strong off the glass, and the rebound pulled down by Hawkins. Panic with the ball here, trailing by 2. Hawkins across to Walker. Walker will give it back to Hawkins. In traffic, spins to the hoop in the middle of the lane. Missed it too strong. Got his own rebound. Left-hand layup is good. Ryan Hawkins with the bucket, tying it at 58 apiece. 2 minutes to go in the contest. Rasmussen driving around Holmes. Now kicking the corner. They left Williams open for 3. Misses it, though. Rebound tapped out. Walker controls. And now Williams ran into him. No call. They'll give it off to Hawkins here out front. Atlantic sets up the offense. Walker out on the right side looking to Coach Allen Jenkins to get the call.
See if Atlantic can actually work from out in front in this over in these overtime periods.
Left side, they'll dump it down on the block here. Hawkins turns, missed one short off the glass, and the rebound couldn't be controlled by Franken. It gets bumped into the hands of Rasmussen, and he'll bring it back up the floor. 1:19 to go in double overtime, and we're tied at 58. Right side, Jewell working on the block, will dump it back out. Jewell trying to position behind, tough pass, and they're going to call a foul here. And I believe that's going to be against Walker as he tried to back up there to prevent the pass from coming in. That'll be the third on Walker, and this time it's the double bonus. That's the 10th team foul here against Atlantic. They just haven't changed it up on the board. There they go. And Jewell here with the front end, and it dances around and falls through.
Box out!
Jewell, one more free throw here. And it's up and good. So somebody finally makes 2 free throws. And we have a 30-second timeout taken here by Harlan after the makes. So we'll keep it right here with 1:09 left to go here in the second overtime. And it's now back to a 2-point advantage for Harlan, 60-58.
You know, I had this dream that Atlantic had a lead in overtime. So far, it's just a dream.
Yeah,
it never led.
Yeah.
We're in the second overtime. Atlantic's never had a lead in these overtimes.
Well, and the start to both of them was Harlan getting a quick bucket and a stop and getting the basketball and having an advantage. And Atlantic kind of playing from behind. Finally able to edge it up here and tie it up a moment ago. Whereas that didn't happen in the first overtime. It's not until the end.
You only, when you're in overtime, you only need to lead once.
That's true. matters at the end of the game. And they've got a chance here with the ball and down two. Still plenty of time as well. 109 left to go here in this second OT. 60-58. Inbound. And Joey Walker will bring it up on the left side of the floor. Williams going to try to trap him. They get it back to Franken now in the middle of the floor. Still haven't crossed the timeline. Now to Walker. He's in the corner. They bring some pressure up against him. Now he'll put it on the floor and dribble out of it. Walker up the floor on the right side of the wing. Looks in the corner. Now kicks it back up top to Holmes. Back over to Walker. In the corner to Franken. Back to Walker. Walker across to Holmes. Holmes hanging on to it. Back over to Walker. Walker on the right side. Puts it on the floor. Now backs it back out. Holmes to Walker. Not finding a seam right now here offensively. Skip back across to Holmes. Holmes, and he shuffled the feet. Man. Brought the ball back across his body looking for the pass, and he just moved that pivot foot. So it turns it over with 27 seconds to go, and Atlantic trailing by two. Now an inbound pass. Williams has it stolen. They trap him and steal it. Franken ahead to Holmes underneath the basket. Shot no good. Follow Hawkins no good. Rebound by Jewell. He comes out of the pile. Up ahead to Williams out in front of traffic, and he gets the easy layup. Eli Williams the layup, and it's a four-point game. 7 seconds to go. Up the floor, Podaisky, the three ball left wing, no good. Rebound Williams, and that's going to do it. A furious rally by Atlantic in the fourth quarter to send it to overtime. They get the late heroic bucket in the first OT by Joey Walker to send it to double OT, but it wasn't meant to be at the end of the game as they turn the ball over, trailing by two. Give it back to Harlan. And then they got the steal back to get another opportunity. Couldn't make the bucket. And Harlan throws it down the floor to get the easy one to seal the deal. 62-58. Harlan wins it here in double overtime over Atlantic in boys Hawkeye 10 hoops. We'll take a break and come back to wrap it up. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
Jones Funeral Home.
And welcome back here to Harlan Community High School. Here as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight, this boys basketball game in Hawkeye 10 play, and it's going to be the Harlan Cyclones picking up the victory here in conference action. And boy, Atlantic struggled for a while getting shots to go in the game. That's why they trailed here early in the game. They were down 9-2 early on, and then down 29-18 at one point, but rallied. It was just a three-point game at halftime at 21-18, but then Harlan moved it out to that 29-18 mark with a quick run there at the beginning of that third quarter. Atlantic then found themselves not down 9 heading into the fourth quarter. Got a couple of late three-point buckets that they needed from both Garrett Franken and Nick Podaisky to help send the game into overtime as Harlan wasted away their last possession during regulation and didn't get a good shot. And then it was Harlan rushing out to a lead early in the overtime period. Joey Walker, the heroic three-pointer, right at the buzzer at the end of the overtime period to send it to two OTs. But then Atlantic wasted opportunity, had the ball down two, and then ended up turning it over on a traveling call on Kins Brendan Holmes.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, well, they're playing from behind all night long. How many leads did Atlantic have tonight?
Yeah, it wasn't many.
If even any. I'm not sure they had any leads. They were out 9-2 early. They were behind. They found themselves down 11 early in the third quarter at 29-18, only to rally back, and they needed some late long-distance heroics just to stay alive in the basketball game. You live on the edge like that. You just expect at some point you're just going to fall off the cliff. And they never really fell off a cliff necessarily, but just too many easy buckets late for Harlan and then opportunities at the free throw line. Atlantic just couldn't come up with that four-point shot at the end of the double ring, double overtime to come up with a tie. They don't make those.
Yeah, when it was even more exciting than we expected at the very end, too, because the ball inbounded and stolen away. Atlantic had an opportunity down the middle of the floor. Holmes missed a shot, almost tapped in by Hawkins, and then they came away with the rebound and fired it up the floor to get an easy one for Eli Williams that sealed it to get that four-point lead. And was all that it took there at the end. But, boy, some back and forth the surprises here in this one tonight, that's for sure, as Atlantic falls here 62-58. The final score here tonight, and it was Harlan being led here this evening by 21 points from their leader, Kyle Jewell, as he hit a couple of free throws late to help him as well. And 15 points also from Caleb Rasmussen, who had a really big second half. He only had 2 points at the halftime break, but was a big factor there in the second part of the contest. Also, 10 points chipped in by Ethan Knutson, 5 points tonight for Will Landsman, 4 for Eli Williams, and 3 for Thomas Fink. They ended up being 7 of 10 from the free throw line, and that was all in the second half. They didn't have any free throw tries in the first half of play. For Atlantic, they had 3 players in double figures, 16 points from Ryan Hawkins tonight. Nick Podaisky and Joey Walker both finished with 14. 6 points this evening from Garrett Franken, and then a 3-pointer chipped in by Kyle Nelson, 2 apiece for Brendan Holmes, as well as Tristan Benn here in the contest, as they ended up 5 of 11 from the free throw line as well. They were 4 of 9 in the second half there at the stripe. Just seemed like every time they got the one-on-one opportunity, couldn't make the second half of the one and bonus there down the stretch.
Yep, some opportunities, but the opportunities wasted. Well, you use it as a learning experience. Still fairly early in the season. You know you're going to get another shot at the Cyclones later on at your place. The tough thing about this one is it was a conference game.
Yeah, that is the tough note there for Atlantic, as they will fall now to 6-2 on the season overall, 2-2 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. For Harlan, they improved to 4-3 overall and 2-2 in Hawkeye 10 play with the victory here tonight. So that'll do it here for this evening. A double overtime victory for Harlan here on their home floor against Atlantic, 62-58 here in this boys' Hawkeye 10 matchup. Our next high school basketball coming your way later on here this week here on KJN. That'll be coming your way on Friday night, as we have Hawk Talk for you tomorrow night with Fran McCaffrey. And then Thursday night, it's Iowa taking on Michigan State in Big Ten play at Carver Hawkeye. That'll be a 5 o'clock pregame. Friday, high school hoops, as we'll be in Griswold for a doubleheader as Riverside takes on Griswold, with girls set to go at 6, boys at 7:30. Once again, our final score here tonight, Harlan 62, Atlantic 58 in boys Hawkeye 10 play. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Harlan.